You know this sound, right? It's the lush, golden sound of the French horn, an instrument that usually makes its home in the orchestra. Robert Lee Watt fell in love with the French horn at an early age. And despite a lot of resistance from others who thought his background and race would make this unlikely, he became one of the very few black members of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Robert Lee Watt's memoir, The Black Horn, tells how he got there, the fourth of seven children growing up in the frigid Northeast.
We grew up kind of in a giant cold water flat of a house, but we didn't think about it. We just made fun kid stuff of it. Snowball fights inside the house because there were cracks in the windows and snow would drift in. And
that sounds kind of chilly. Well, grew up back east, yes?
Yes, in New Jersey. So we didn't think, oh my God, this is terrible, we have no heat. We just made fun of it.
Were your parents musical? Did you get that at all?
My mother played piano by ear.
Your dad also played an instrument,
trumpet.
Not the piano.
Okay. No, trumpet. He would come home himself at night, sometime a little bit boozed, and fall out on the floor and play his trumpet and scat, and I would peek down from the stairwell.
Did he want you to follow in his footsteps and play trumpet?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And that moment when I discovered the French horn in the basement of the community center, and I said, "What's that instrument?" "Ah," he says, "that's a French horn. It's a middle instrument. It never gets the melody, and besides, it's for thin-lipped white boys. Your lips are too thick."
Your dad told you this. He thought you weren't physically suited to play the French
horn. Yeah, that was his belief, and he says, "You like that horn?" I said, "It gives me chills." I said, "Let me hear it again," and it just really touched me.
And from high school, you did something that surprised a lot of people. You went on to the very elite New England Conservatory of Music.
Yeah, I was lucky to get a teacher in my hometown who came down in the summer. I think it was towards the end of the third year. My teacher came to me and said, "I think it's time for you to start looking for a job." And I said, "Doing what?" And he says, "Playing your horn, dummy." So my teacher was, who just passed away a few months ago, by the way, at age 100, was very paternal for me.
So you go from home to the conservatory, which people would have thought was a very long shot. You leave the conservatory, and as still a kid, you end up working with one of the biggest orchestras in the country. How'd that happen?
For a symphony audition, these days there's a screen, and no, the committee doesn't see you. You don't see the committee.
I was going to ask you about that.
But when I auditioned, there was no screen.
So they knew when you walked out on stage that you were going to be a different kind of French horn player. I don't imagine that they would have seen a whole ton of black classical musicians at auditions.
No, not especially French horn. I did ask my teacher about that. I said, "Do you really think I have a chance?" And he really said something that, you know, it's the kind of thing, it's like a transition where things change. He said, "You go to these auditions, you play the best you can, you knock them dead, and you cross that bridge when you come to it." What else could he say? There was no other precedent. I set the precedent.
And the rest is history. Did people welcome you? Were they warm? What's this black guy doing here?
Most people were fine. There were things that what James Baldwin would call ignorant and innocent at the same time. People wanting to say something, but even though it would also be very awkwardly, racially awkward, but they were trying to be nice. So there was a lot of that type of thing.
Yeah, you have a passage in there where somebody came up to you and said, "You know, I just love black music. You know, it goes all the way back to slavery. Slaves produced such beautiful music, and that's why you people have musical ability. I just, to this day, I love it."
And he meant no harm. He was a very nice man, but there was a lot of that type of thing. I do remember meeting a concert pianist, and he says he almost fainted when he saw me sitting there. He says, "You were so starkly black. There you were in the L.A. Philharmonic." Then there were some things in town, freelance players. I had a nickname, and no one ever called me, but I had a nickname. And
what was your nickname?
Boston Blackie.
Boston Blackie. Creative.
No one had ever called me that personally, but many people came to tell me that that's how I was referred to. And so And then there was a Chinese guy, very young, came up to me and he said, "Welcome, Bob, now that you're here, try and get as many black people where you are." He says, "That's how things change." And he became my first friend in the orchestra.
What do you want people to know about you in reading this book? What do you want? What's the Bob Watt that you want to come through?
One of the things that I think that in this society that we're not honest enough about is we tell young people that you can do anything you want. Just put your mind to it. But that lofty paradigm defaults to you can do anything if we're comfortable with it. In my hometown, people would say things like, "You want to play French horn, I see. Have you seen anyone else doing it?" I said, "No." "There's your answer." That was the mentality in my hometown. If it's different, right away, you're going to get resistance. Or, in the case of my father, was fear. Because my father, I found out just before I went to conservatory that he actually auditioned for Juilliard. He bolted out of the audition because he was basically, he could play bands, he could read Sousa marches, and he could play in the jazz band, but he wasn't classically trained trumpet. So it created a fear and a stigma. So when I come along a generation later saying I want to play French horn, and oh, God, he thought, "You think they're going to take you? You'll see." Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't listen to anybody tell you no and forged your own path, and we ended up with this memoir and with some music that'll be around for a while. Robert Lee Watt was the first assistant principal French horn for the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra for almost 40 years, 30, right?
37.
Yeah. His memoir, The Black Horn, has just been published. He spoke to us from our studios here at NPR West. Bob, thank you very much.
My pleasure.